Tim Savage is here, and with not Olympic news, Z Energy is readying itself for some big changes, Kim.
Yeah, so fuel retailer Z Energy says there is no need for it to race into a low carbon future, although it is getting prepared for significant changes to the industry. The company has released material from an Investor Day seminar showing that it expects significant demand for fossil fuels for some time to come. It expects a slower uptake of electric cars and stronger and longer demand for fuel for heavy transport than the Climate Change Commission. However, it says it is ready to increase supply of biofuels once the government makes some decisions, while it is watching progress in the development of hydrogen. Chief Executive Mike Bennett has given the following thumbnail sketch for the company for the next couple of years.
We increasingly want to present ourselves to you as actually being a very large convenience retailer in our own right. We want to scale up to the fullest extent of the biofuels mandate. We're in consultation with the government at the moment. The government expect to be able to come out with their targets in October of this year that will begin in 1st of January 2023. So we want to scale up to the fullest extent of that mandate. We want to maintain our relevance in hydrogen and preserve the options to scale quickly. Hydrogen is a really exciting technology that's incredibly expensive right now as an alternative to fossil fuels. That's not to say it will not be part of the energy mix in the foreseeable future, but that foreseeable future might be 10 years out rather than in the next year or two. We plan to repay debt as it falls due. We will be executing a REIT for our retail properties. We are yet decided about whether we go 100% to the REIT or whether we maintain some equity position in that particular vehicle. And you can rely upon our dividends. And I'll stress what I've said previously. The 19 cents per share, bottom of the current dividend range, is good for the foreseeable future as a minimum.
Z Energy Chief Executive Mike Bennett's there. House price growth is slowing in some of the hottest property markets, with one region showing the first decline in values in a year. Property valuer QV's rolling three-month average to the end of June shows price growth for the most expensive and cheapest houses in major centres slowed by 2.2% and 1.4% respectively. The most expensive houses in Marlborough actually fell fractionally in prices, the first fall in house values in 12 months. QV spokesperson Simon Peterson says the slowdown is the result of likely higher interest rates, lending restrictions to property investors, and the usual winter market slowdown. He says the decline in some Marlborough property values is immaterial, but it's not necessarily an outlier.
Prices do tend to wobble a bit in winter anyway, and while we do expect to see similarly small declines pop up in maybe Queenstown and Napier. These are places that have seen little to no growth in the last couple of months. I don't believe we'll see significant drops anytime soon. On the contrary, the market may spring back to life in spring, but I think we will see things continue to cool, and at least until then.
Simon Peterson says it's too early to say if house prices in the middle of the market are beginning to slow. A Wellington-based financial services firm has been censured by the regulator for allowing staff to give advice that they weren't qualified to give. The Financial Markets Authority found advisors at Foxplan provided investment planning services, advice which can only be offered by a registered authorised financial advisor. The firm is also thought to have failed in its obligation to provide clients with a disclosure statement. The FMA's Director of Supervision, James Gregg, says there were gaps in the company's processes.
Foxplan was responsible for its advisors, and I guess in this particular case where they had financial advisors who were acting outside the scope of their role and they didn't have the qualifications to provide the services they were providing, then that's a problem that we have, because you have to be able to rely on the people you're dealing with and make sure that they're qualified to give and perform the services that they're actually performing.
James Gregg says the company has come up with a plan to make good with its clients and to fix its processes. The US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, releases its regular statement tomorrow morning, which will see analysts going through every word. No one expects it to announce the start of interest rate rises, but observers will be looking for signs that the Fed takes the surge in inflation seriously. The US annual rate hit 5.4% in the June year, a 13-year high. One veteran observer, Mohammed Al-Aryan, says the Fed should have been easing off the stimulus already. He says the current inflation surge is not like that seen in the 70s and 80s.
Today's problem is the supply side. We have bottlenecks all over the place. We have issues with the labor market. So we have supply problems, not demand problems. So that's why it is something that has to be taken seriously. And I'm very worried that the Federal Reserve in particular is convinced that it's simply transitory. I keep on saying it's acting like a lawyer, not an economist, a lawyer. A lawyer can argue with a very high level of conviction and a very low level of foundation. That's not what economists do.
Mohammed Al-Erian, an economic advisor to Allianz Financial Services Group. Time for a quick look around the markets, and we're joined this afternoon by Belinda Stanley of Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon, Belinda.
Good afternoon, Kim.
And let's take a look at the New Zealand market. How are things doing this afternoon?
Yeah, well, after the S&P sort of fell off after about six days of gains, our market's actually up this morning. 29 points, the S&P New Zealand 50 is up at 12,619. So just looking through some of those leading stocks, we've got Auckland Airport, they're up 3 at 7.13. A2 Milk is down 17 cents at 6.24. Contact Energy up 3 at 8.25. EBOS is up 11 at 31.29. Virtual Building up 3 at 7.45. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, they're up 12 cents at 31.98. Main Freight's up 64 cents at 79.29. Meridian just up 4 at 5.32. Port of Tauranga down 2 at 7.15. Ryman Healthcare's down 5 at 12.60. Somerset up 7 at 13.16. NZ Energy, after their talk this morning, they're up 5 cents at 2.89.
Let's go to the currency and take a look at the New Zealand dollar.
Okay, against the US dollar, we're at 0.6953, so just slipping back a little bit in trading today. The Australian dollar at 0.9441. Against the yuan, we're 4.53. The euro, 5.882. And the pound, 0.5008. We've got our 90-day bank bills, they're at 0.475%. Our 10-year swap rate's down slightly at 1.76%. Brent crude is up 75 at 75.76 a barrel, and we've got gold. It's currently down 34 cents at $1,798.38 an ounce.
Belinda, thank you. That was Belinda Stanley, Craigs Investment Partners, there bringing us all the latest from the markets. And we'll be back with a wrap of the day's news and numbers and checkpoint after the 5:30 news. But for now, Marnie, that's business.